Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And he's at cleveland.com. He goes by Coach Riz. We know him as Lance Rise, and he joins us now. Lance, how's it going?
Jake, how are you, my friend? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. It's always a good day. I always enjoy getting to talk to you. This feels like a perfect time for you, Lance. It's your bread and butter. We are a day away from the combine starting. This feels like the strongest point I could possibly talk to you in.
Oh, absolutely. The combine is one of my favorite times of the year, football-wise. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, we get to watch college kids on college kids. We get to break down tape, break down a lot of drills. I guess I'll start you off and ask you – the actual physical part of the combine, a lot of people aren't combine people, I think, right now, especially. Mm-hmm. They kind of talk about it. Are you somebody who puts a lot of stock into the physical workouts that are done?
Well, you know what I like to do is I like to, obviously, I rely on the film. I think the film is the most important thing. And then when I watch the combine and you see some numbers guys put up, so if a guy, if a running back who they said was going to run 4.6, but his tape looks amazing, and then all of a sudden he pops off a 4.4 or 5 or something like that, then you go back and say, you know what, this really lines up and the speed matches up. So I like to take the combine numbers and then see if they match up with the film that I've watched. But yeah, I think it's important to see some real sizes. I don't think it's the most important thing, but you need to see sizes of offensive, defensive linemen. You need to see 10-yard splits from those guys, 40-yard dash. Obviously, guys need to run in pads, but you've seen that can be very important. So yeah, I think there's some merit to seeing their physical tools, but also you got to see guys play. So for me, it's more just adds to what I watch on film.
I'll ask you about the combine here in a little bit, but I did want to get to the NFLPA report cards came out across the league. And for the Browns specifically, I mean, if they were graded on a bell curve, let's just say not faring too well. They'd probably be retaking 2024, right? This would be a class they'd have to repeat. It wouldn't be good. Kevin Stefanski, a little concern around there. He ranks 30th among head coaches. He gets a C grade. Is that anything concerning for you or more just reflective of a season where you had 3 wins?
Well, I think it tells you how important winning is, right? So when you have a down season, everything is under a microscope. And from the coaches to how you run things, there's always a new way to do things and a new way, you know, what's important now to, you know, those type of things. But it really comes down to, do you win or do you lose? And that's when you lose, that's what ends up happening. You get people who are disgruntled. You get people who are upset. So I don't think it really is a reflection. Being down there, you know, some of those things – I don't see disgruntled. I see them practicing fairly hard. I see they're organized. They don't hit a lot, but they're really organized. I don't see them as being looking unhappy. Obviously, when they're those type of surveys, they get to, you know, speak the truth or speak their mind. So obviously there's some issues, but I really think that a lot of that has to do with just having just an awful year, but more importantly, an awful year when you had such high expectations.
Yeah, it was a little, Kevin Stefanski's ranking being that low was a little interesting. The other thing I wanted to ask you on, sort of the reoccurring grade of some of the things that feel like they're really easy to change. The one that always stood out to me as something was treatment of families. right? Mm-hmm. So the Browns come in for treatment of families as a D+. In last year, they were a D-. Now, I went back and looked into the reasonings for that. It was the back-to-back, exact same reasonings of, well, it feels like the coaches' families are treated better than the players' families, because after the games, the coaches' families, they have a room, versus the players' families have like a tent in the parking lot. Is that something that seems as simple as it is, or is there more to that, that it could just be sort of a toss money, or maybe not even money, just open up a room in the building as an easy fix? Because as I understand it, these are supposed to be things for ownership and franchises to go back and look at to make adjustments.
Well, you know, it's funny. I see a lot of that, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, oh, they're complaining about things, but it's just like having the dome. I'm pro dome because, you know, back when they said, oh, these guys are warriors, that was back when, you know, guys had other jobs, right? So you invest so much money into these guys, and there's so much money being made in NFL football. I think it's important, whether you like it or not, to kind of fix these things that are very easy to fix and very easy to make your program, especially for free agents coming in, guys who want to re-sign. I think it's important that you handle those little things that don't seem like they're a big deal. So obviously it is to the players. And I think those things are important just because the atmosphere and kind of the culture and kind of what you're creating around, is it a fun place to be? Obviously, you're going to have weather issues here. That makes it tough for some players. But those are easy fixes, right? So for me, I'm going to do whatever I can, especially if you're investing the multi-millions of dollars you're investing in these players, making them happy, I think is important. Now, if you like it or not, that's irrelevant. But I think it's important that, especially these little things, you know, making sure they have what they need. I think that's vitally important in this day's game with what these kids are expecting.
All right, let's talk a little combine. Andrew Berry spoke yesterday. I thought he had some interesting comments on Travis Hunter specifically, saying the team views him as a wide receiver first. Which definitely unique. I think if you ask just about every other GM, the question they have been asked, it's been cornerback first. He's coming into the combine as a corner. Should it be concerning for Browns fans that that's a take from Andrew Berry? Or is he close enough in your eyes of being a really good wide receiver that makes sense to you that they view him receiver first over corner?
Well, you know, it's funny because I've heard a couple other people talk about it. I think when I think of him, I think of a generational talent. So I think he can be a really good receiver. He's going to have to, you know, when you're going both ways, he's not super, super refined as a receiver. He's just super, super athletic. Now, he does a lot of naturally things, changing the pace, attacking blind spots, pushing the corner, getting to his heels. He does a lot of things really, really well. And you can tell he's really coachable, and you can tell he likes playing both sides of the football. However, it was weird just because everybody sees him as a corner, because corner's so hard to get in the NFL. To play man coverage and to have the rules that they have now in favor of the offense, especially with hands on after 5 yards, he's a guy who's elite at that. In fact, he's as good as anybody I've watched in the last 3 years of being able to be sticky on guys without being handsy. That's really hard to do, especially at the top of routes. So I see him as a legit corner, but I think his talent, I think the hard thing is going to be, I don't think he'll be as successful at the pro level if he's not continuously working at receiver. That's why I think they'll have a package for him. But in the NFL, everybody's as talented as he is. And when you only go one way, that's why they only go one way, because it'll be hard for him with the nuances of not playing whatever side he does to be on that side in the NFL. So I don't think it's a stretch to say he would be elite receiver. I think it's a stretch to say that he would be a better receiver than he would a corner, especially early on in his career, because you can go man and throw him out there and take away a side, and that's the kind of talent he is. You know, the old Deion, throw him out there, play with 10, and you're in go. So, yeah, it was a little shocking. I don't think it's an area of concern, but I do think he'll be an elite corner for a decade in the NFL, and I think he will get some touches on offense, but I don't think he'll be a primary receiver.
So was his decision, do you think, then to come in like declare basically as a corner, in the sense of getting a contract? Obviously, the rookie contract's almost not irrelevant, but to a degree, wide receiver is sort of where you get your money, right? Corners get paid, mm-hmm. but not in the same way that a wide receiver gets paid. Is it more of a strategic of, hey, it's kind of easier to sell me as a corner who can have offensive packages rather than a wide receiver to have defensive packages in draft position in the money he's going to make there? Or is it simply he's a better corner than he is a receiver, and that was the bare minimum in your eyes, at least? Obviously, you have no connections to him, but the way that you see it.
Well, the way, you know, him wanting to be going on defense tells me his mentality, first of all. Secondly, when you watch him on film, the reason he's able to do that is because he is a he is a film guy, and you know he's a film guy because he understands what other teams' offense and defense. That's a long week. He's not doing much else, so he's really committed to his craft. I just think he has a mentality of a defensive guy. He's really, really aggressive. In fact, the piece I wrote on him, I think one of the things, the biggest issue I have with him at corner is he has 185 pounds, but he doesn't think he is. He's super aggressive in his tackling. He's super aggressive when he comes up to help on the run, and that can lead to energy in the NFL. You know, if you look at like Denzel Ward with the concussions, that's all because Denzel Ward is not undersized, but compared to the guys that are on that field. So you worry about him with injury on defensive side of the ball, but I think it's more his mentality than anything else. He's not a guy who shies away from contact or shies away from a challenge or a matchup. He loves all that. So I think it's more his mentality, and I think he knows early on in the NFL, sometimes it's hard to play receiver just because you're seeing zone, you're seeing man, the movement, formations, personnel groups. Right now, he can come to the NFL, line up at corner and man coverage and play from day one. So I think that's more of like, I can play right away. That's the mentality he has. But I still think he's a touch guy. Some of those touches could be punt returns. Some of those touches could be, you know, there's certain things you could do to get a guy touches if that's really what you want to do on the offensive side of the ball. It's hard to go the other way because there's so much you have to work on as a DB, fundamental-wise and technique-wise and multiple coverages and things like that. So I think it would be hard to go the other way. But he's a unicorn, right? He's really the first true guy to come in to play both sides of the ball for major college football. So it will be interesting to see if teams can get him touches if he does play DB.
Lance Risen, Cleveland.com, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Another guy that you had in one of your recent pieces was Abdul Carter. I almost wonder if the Titans' decision today is they permit one of their premier pass rushers, their linebacker, Harold Landry, to pursue a trade. Does that push you farther into thinking that maybe the Titans are leaning towards drafting Abdul Carter, or is this something that's just a little bit unrelated?
No, I think it's definitely related. You need to rush a passer in the NFL. Now, Abdul Carter, when you break him down on film, I have Abdul Carter, I have Mason Graham, and obviously I have Travis Hunter, three generational guys for me in terms of, like, they're going to come in and you have to plan for these guys. Abdul Carter, you know, I've had some people who are upset with me because the only thing he's really going to struggle with early on is people running right at him just because he's 250 pounds. Not that he won't get better at it, but that's the only chance you have on. He is so explosive. They're saying he's going to run 4-5 in that range. But his first step, his ability to get around the edge, I mean, he's like a linebacker in a DN's body who can run. He kind of reminds you of his violence and his stop and start of JOK. That's kind of the impression I get with him when you watch him on film. He is an absolute game wrecker, and he's one of those guys that he doesn't always do it right. He makes the play, and there are some guys who are the outliers where they don't take on blocks right. They don't read stuff sometimes. He does that, but he's just so naturally gifted that he's able to make plays just by simply lining up and playing. And obviously he seems like he likes to work out. He likes to do all those things. Those top guys have to be film rats and weight room rats and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, physically, I think he's the number one player in the draft when it comes to physical tools, which I know is important to a lot of those guys. He makes a ton of plays on film too. Just a really good football player.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're a Browns fan, would you rather have him gone off the board at one? If you're obviously the Browns, I think would be considering quarterback. So you have your pick between the two, or would you rather have the opportunity that he's there to draft, but also if you pass on him, that you realize that you might have passed on what is going to be a ridiculous talent?
Well, you know, you have to know what they're thinking at the quarterback position. So if they're dead set, you know, obviously on everybody's boards, and I've had the opportunity to look at some of those boards, it depends, you know, do they value position? Do they value player? Who knows? Because they don't ever, you know, give you that information. But if you say to me, if Abdul Carter is available at two, I think he's a guy you got to look at regardless of what you think your quarterback situation is, because as good as, and I don't care what draft it is. And obviously if it's a draft where you have, you know, Andrew Luck, then you got to go with Andrew Luck. But if it's not, if they're not sold on Sanders, and if they're not sold on Cam Ward, this guy is going to be a good football player. Those defensive guys are, especially those edge guys, you can just watch it on film. He's twitchy. He's sudden. He looks like, you know, he's like the Tyreek Hill of defensive end. He's super athletic. And those are things you can't coach. So I think it comes down to what is, you know, if Abdul Carter's on the board, you have to take a look at that guy, regardless of what your situation is. But specifically, if you're not sold that Sanders and, you know, Ward are absolutely your guys, that would be my call on that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, for Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, not really expected to throw at the combine. Is that something that's just going to be the case now for sort of these top quarterbacks and even some of the top players, like we saw Marvin Harrison Jr. do this last year, that they're just not going to participate, that it's not going to help them in any capacity?
Well, you know, I don't really disagree with them not throwing, and here's why. Now everybody says, oh, step up and play. Well, they had a lot of film, and I'm a big believer in the body of work. It's just kind of like Sam Darnold, right? I know he played poorly at the end, but the body of work, Sam Darnold had a pretty good solid year last year. Considering how Browns quarterbacks have played, he had a really solid, you know, you want to finish. But, you know, that would be more my concern is, you know, the body of work. Now, not throwing at the combine doesn't mean he doesn't like competition. It just means as a quarterback, when you're working with receivers you haven't worked with, you don't know their nuances. And you can look really bad as a quarterback. Now, some guys have no problem with it. Others do. If you're not comfortable in that situation, then watch the film, because that's really what it comes down to. Being on the film with live bullets flying around you in a game situation, you know, you should be pretty solid with shorts on and t-shirt and no pass rush, right? So I'm a big believer in the film. I understand, but, you know, for me, it'd be the stuff we don't see. Does he understand the board work? Does he understand coverages? Does he understand fronts? How is he as a person? What does he like to do off the field? How does he train? How does he take care of his body? What's important to him? You know, will he be the first guy in the building? Will he be the last guy to leave? The throwing, you've seen it, and they'll see it on the pro day, and they'll see it. But for me, it's those other things that none of us will see when they're in their interviews that I think is really important, more than the throwing at this point.
Lance Rides of Cleveland.com with us here on the hotline. Lance, if you're looking at a quarterback and you're the Browns this year, competing in the AFC, what's more important to you? Is it the ceiling for a quarterback or the floor going into this year with what you have?
Well, I think you have to, and I've said this all the time, but they're going to have a really good defense again, especially if Miles comes back and they get a couple guys that can help, and JOK comes back. Let's assume Miles and JOK are back, right? So if we're going with that assumption, then they have elite player at all three levels of defense. That means you have to play to your defense. That means you have to sometimes punt the ball when you don't want to. That means on 3rd and 8, instead of maybe forcing the ball down the field, you know, you run the ball and then you punt it. You improve the run game so you don't have those long yardage situations. You know, the Browns are going to have to figure out how to be a complete football team, and it's not one position, it's not either side of the ball. That's where they're really struggling, in my opinion, is that they're too fragmented. One, the defense is really good. Their kicking game has been solid. Obviously the extra field goals weren't great, but they're punting great. So they got to really play to the defense, and the quarterback's job is to end every drive in a kick, and I think they can be solid. If you look at Philadelphia, you know, Jalen Hurts is not a guy you win because of, he's a guy you win with, and he's a guy who made good decisions, and I think the Browns can close the gap if they can get a guy who puts him in the right play and doesn't turn the ball over. That's the big thing, and then they can rely on your defense because they have a really good defense with three outstanding guys at all three levels. So I think it comes down to finding a guy you're confident in and doesn't maybe not always win you the game, but doesn't lose it for you either.
All right, like 10 seconds or less, Lance. Your favorite drill at the combine that you're going to have your eyes on here?
I like the shuttle drills, the short, you know, the L drill and the 20-yard shuttle, because it shows short area burst for both lineman, linebacker skill. So I love watching those shuttle runs.
All right, I'll be looking forward to it. I'll have my eyes on it, I'm sure as you will too. Lance, as always, appreciate you and look forward to talking soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, bud. I'll talk to you soon.
No doubt. That's Lance Reisling, Cleveland.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.